Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. This is Jim Masters. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. A pleasure to have you with us today. It is 10 a.m. Eastern, right now live, and it is Wednesday. It is December 5th, 2018. Happy holidays from all of us here at CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. We thank you for joining us around the world. We do have a global audience that tunes into and learns from the amazing guests that we do seek out and find and showcase and celebrate here on CUTV News Radio Live. We are live for the next 30 minutes with our very special guest. Just want to let you know as well that we do archive all of our broadcasts. So this show and all of our shows every day, 24/7, are available 24/7 on demand. So if you'd like to hear this broadcast again, or you'd like to share this with family and friends and colleagues, you can share the link because it will be available 24/7 on demand. We are welcoming to our show for the very first time, and hopefully not the last, Dr. Teresa A. Schmidt. She is a holistic metaphysical therapist, hypnotherapist, interfaith minister, and founder of EduSize, where she combines traditional medicine with spiritual healing practices to promote an integrative approach to health and wellness. Dr. Schmidt empowers her clients to manifest the positive results they deserve. She says metaphysical simply means beyond the physical. That's how you describe metaphysical. It's the spiritual side of things that we can't ordinarily see. But there are some practices to help people to understand and work directly with this so-called unseen world. A board-certified specialist in orthopedic physical therapy, Dr. Schmidt has over 30 years of experience treating complex diagnoses, injuries, and pain syndromes. She said she learned from observing with patients and clients over the years that there is so much more to their pain and disease than the physical process that created the dysfunction itself. And that's the dysfunction that, of course, they're suffering from. When she combined the best of Eastern medicine with Western medicine, the results were extraordinary. What she does is she helps her clients access the superconscious metaphysical mind through gentle, evidence-based processes such as mindfulness, meditation, hypnosis, Reiki, and therapeutic touch. And she works primarily with individuals who suffer from chronic pain and musculoskeletal problems. These are people who have already been to several other therapists, doctors, chiropractors, healers, and have been getting limited results. So she helps people connect to that learning inside, going beyond the physical stress to help them understand the energy, the emotions, and limiting beliefs behind their pain. It's amazing work that she does. It really is. You know, everybody wants to win. They want to be at the top of their game. But what do you do when injury or disease and pain throw up these roadblocks in the game of life? And medicine provides limited results. Did you know that 59 million Americans spend $30 billion a year on integrative healing approaches? May have an idea. Absolutely. We're very honored to welcome to our show a specialist in this field and so much more. Her name again is Dr. Teresa A. Schmidt. She's with EduSize and my metaphysical therapist. And it's a pleasure and honor to welcome her to CUTV News Radio. Dr. Schmidt, we welcome you to the broadcast. Welcome, and thanks for being with us today.
It is a pleasure to be here with everyone today, Jim, and thank you so much. I am so grateful to be able to share this wonderful information.
It is our pleasure, and you are very, very welcome and excited to talk with you because this is all positive and hopeful for every single one of us, and I love this work that you're doing, and I love the approach and the perspective that you have and the forward thinking. What first inspired you to want to pursue this incredible work that you're doing, Doctor?
Well, as a physical therapist initially, I noticed that people who presented with pain, maybe they had accidents, degenerative diseases, often had issues that went so far deeper than the physical manifestation that I was encountering as a physical therapist. Examples abound. Who comes in with a shoulder problem? And, you know, they're walking around carrying the weight of the world in their shoulders. They have a rotator cuff tear. Another person comes in, their back is out, they're waiting to have back surgery. I'm working with them to try to avoid the surgery to help their body to heal. And even though they have every sign and symptom on their MRIs, on their myelograms, docs have them scheduled for surgery. I've had people tell me, and this is multiple patients over years, you know, before I have the surgery, I'm going to take a vacation. Or before I have this surgery, I need to see my daughter in Australia. And I said, how are you even going to walk there? You're here with a walker. You're in tremendous pain. And miraculously, when they come back after having their own epiphany, their pain is gone. They have the same MRI, but they made a recognition of a connection with one of their loved ones. Or in another case, another lady hated her job. And it was back-breaking work to her. As soon as she decided to leave that job, her back healed very rapidly, abnormally rapidly. And after seeing this happen day in and day out, I realized there's so much more to our pain and the accidents and injuries we get involved in. And when we go deeper, there's a way to move beyond some of that pain in many cases and perhaps even heal the body in extraordinary ways.
Isn't that exciting? Isn't it amazing when you realize that that is what it's all about and that is the case? I mean, it's amazing the role that stress plays in our life and worry and fear and all these different things that we sometimes ignore, but it is huge. So let's talk about how metaphysical therapy comes into play. How do you first define what metaphysical therapy is? Actually is, Doctor?
Well, just metaphysical simply means beyond the physical. Now, as a doctor of physical therapy, I'm trained in traditional allopathic medicine, everything that we can measure and see with our instruments, with our hands and our testing, where metaphysical goes into the unseen world. And it's a form of integrative medicine. It's a form of holistic therapy based upon the human biofield, the energy field, which we now know from scientific research is actually measurable. And we're starting to have an emerging body of research showing that there is some quantifiability there as well. And it's using techniques such as things everyone has heard about that have been around for thousands of years, meditation, an updated version of that that we call mindfulness. The hands-on therapy, such as therapeutic touch. People have known that even back from the days of the Bible, of the laying on of hands. And there's different versions of that cross-culturally, whether it's Reiki from the Japanese version, Ayurvedic medicine from ancient India, of course, the Asian body works that have been shown in numerous research studies to be tremendously helpful for healing. We now call many of these biofield therapies, and it requires specialized training to access those unseen energies around the body, what we call the unseen energy field. I like to call it energetic intelligence, and that's really the power of the superconscious mind. How do we go beyond the subconscious mind? For instance, a gentleman I spoke with the other day complaining about his sciatica, giving me every detail of the pain in his butt going down his leg. And I said, so is anybody a pain in your butt these days, or is there something going on in your life right now? And he laughed. And this happens so frequently. You know, we call it body signs. There are things that appear in the body. Another lady that I was engaging the other day as well was telling me about her history of cancer. And she's having some back issues as well, which is typically what I see people for. She said, oh, yes, I had cancer. And I didn't realize until I was older, she was sexually abused as a very young child. And she spoke her truth and reported it to her family. They promptly told her to clam up. And she's held that in all those years, not speaking her truth, and she morphed it into cancer. She described to me exactly the process of how it happened and her recognition as an adult that then healed her body. She's well and serving people so wonderfully now. So when we make these epiphanies of our own and recognize what's in the subconscious that we're carrying around that could be causing an inflammation, giving you that ulcer. You know, everybody knows about the type A personality, might get the high blood pressure, might get the ulcer. We know that there's a relationship between our emotions, our response to our situations. We call it stress. It's a code word for fear. We know this. What is the relationship? Can we get into that subconscious and release those beliefs that are less than resourceful, that may contribute to our body suffering from inflammatory problems, even something as severe as cancer?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. It's a great way to approach all of this. What type of training is involved in becoming a holistic metaphysical therapist, doctor?
Well, there's my doctorate is in physical therapy. I also have an honorary doctorate in metaphysics from through Universal Life Church of Modesto in California. There's a variety of resources available, and most of them are based on ancient cross-cultural practices around the globe, whether it's mindfulness training, so many versions of meditation, yoga, all of the Ayurvedic training, the Asian bodywork training, the spiritual practices of indigenous people from around the globe that have been noticed for centuries. Some people call that shamanic work, using ancient practices of sound, such as drumming, like Tibetan bells, to allow the mind to come into what we call an alpha state, which is an alert meditative state. In that state, we have an easier access to what we call our superconscious mind, our intuition, our energetic intelligence. I like to call it the ultimate networking connection. Can you connect your spiritual side? If we can shut up our minds for a period of time,
yeah,
and start to listen to, just like the Bible says, that still small voice within. If we listen to that within inside, release the fears, the stresses, all of the extraneous thoughts, you will get access to answers, access to healing ability, access to knowledge that is ordinarily unseen. And this is very real, it's very palpable, and it's being studied with so much research and emerging evidence through the National Institute of Health. You could just go ahead and Google through our government, National Institute of Health, and see some of the research showing how wonderful these practices are. I provide a training, something as simple as going to a meetup. You know, we have meetups, and we know that when you gather with others, you get much more powerful results. We do a monthly meetup on metaphysical development, and that's helping people develop and recognize their intuitive capability. And it's nice. We provide resources in an inspiring and non-judgmental atmosphere. I mean, everyone's had some kind of remembrance of a certainty that they sense. Something as simple as, oh, I went to call Jody, and when I picked up the phone, she was right there. Or, gee, when I was driving down a certain street, I had a feeling that I should turn around, and all of a sudden a tree fell across the street. So many people have had these experiences. It doesn't necessarily require a lot of training. It requires more recognition, and with practice, you can really amplify your ability to bring the unseen into the visible, bring the unheard into something that you could listen to. So there are tons of schools, from colleges in holistic medicine to trainings in acupuncture, trainings like what we do here. A friend of mine, Rob Jokel, is a physical therapist. He does trainings that are helping people to cure cancer, integrative immune strengthening therapy. Barbara Brennan School of Therapy, Dr. Dolores Krieger of NYU with her therapeutic touch going back to the 60s. There is so much out there now. I've even attended courses training with the Dalai Lama, from him right through cranial osteopaths to Filipino spiritual healers, to see how can I distill the best of all of these practices. But it comes down to the same thing, regardless of the practice. There may be a different road to get there, but they all lead to our energetic intelligence, our intuitive mind, our spiritual side. And that's something that can be developed by anyone. And so many people have already relaxed their outer mind to perceive more. Some people might call them psychics or just really smart people. But anyone can access their inner intelligence. It's just a matter of practice.
Exactly. People are realizing they need to take this holistic approach that we're talking about, whether it is therapy or coaching or even what you do, physical therapy, right?
Right, exactly. Often I'll introduce people during their physical therapy to help ease their pain. I'll use techniques that I learned from my hypnosis training to help them to relax their mind, which then helps to relax their muscles and ease their pain. So much pain is amplified by muscle tension. And when we've had pain, the central nervous system actually becomes hypersensitized and it actually amplifies the pain. We call it central sensitization in neurology. And there's ways to help desensitize that with movement therapies. Yoga is an ultimate movement therapy as an example. I do a specialized type of movement therapy with myofascial release. It's like combining massage and stretching with movement. And during that movement, people will often sense and release tension they've been carrying around for years. I had a young woman skier came in. He said, you know, I really can't ski anymore. My hip is killing me. My back is killing me. And I said, why did you get hurt? What happened? She didn't remember. Well, I was working to release some tension in her hip and back muscles. All of a sudden, she remembered. She said, oh, I remember hitting that mogul. Oh, I remember just landing at the base of the tree and I pulled my hip. So many memories come back when we're doing our hands-on body work with patients. And when that memory comes back, sometimes the emotion that was related to it, the stress, the fear, the tension that people are holding, is released. We know from science that the connective tissue, the fascia of the body, holds memory. That's been shown by Dr. Candace Pert, a very famous psychoneuroimmunologist. She's done hundreds of studies through the National Institute of Health and others. We actually hold emotions and memory in our body, and there are ways to release it. And there's so many beautiful movement therapies and techniques that can help people, energize them, get them to that next level of health.
Absolutely. So what was your epiphany? We always have an epiphany. We always have this aha moment that sometimes just shakes things up for us or just gives us a different perspective. That there was something you couldn't do just as a physical therapist for you. You had to go a little bit deeper. That happened for me when I drove alone through Death Valley National Park last year after a TV shoot. But for you, what was your epiphany moment?
I've had multiple moments, and I'm so grateful for that because I tend to be a little stubborn and thick-headed, as my family and friends would attest to. They'll say, didn't you learn the first time? Oh, no, I need to try this again and learn it again. But I've had multiple epiphanies. One is just simply remembering that ever since I can remember as a young girl, I've sensed things ahead of time. And I was always kind of told, be quiet and don't say anything. And I started to learn that sometimes what I sense with sharing can be helpful for someone, can help them avoid being in an accident or can help them understand why a situation is going on in their life. And I just started sharing that a little bit. One is my brother, Eddie, who actually has passed on, God bless him. He brought me to a famous psychic lady when I was 15. Of course, this was all very secretive. And she said to me, she said, you know, you'd be really good at this healing and reading work that I do. And as a child, I thought, yeah, I've been seeing and hearing things for years that I just call them my guardian angels. I had senses of things. And so many times I've seen things ahead of time. I don't always come out and just blurt it out to people, but I digest it. I look at it. I use it to help me to make things better around me. And when I started to see that with patients, initially as a PT, I could feel their pain in my body and I could sense immediately where their problems were. But then I started to get some of that pain on my own. So I realized I need to do some training so that I'm not taking on other people's stuff, so to speak. And many people have felt this. If you've ever walked into a room and you don't see the people's faces, they're turned the other way, but you can cut the tension in that room with a knife and you didn't even greet anyone yet. You didn't even see their faces, but you can sense it. So this is not special. Everyone has some of this sense, but we don't always consider it extraordinary or attend to it. When you start attending to it, as I did, and listening to patients and feeling and asking them questions to bring them beyond their pain, asking them questions to recognize where this pain came from. Oh, you know, you have this terrible herniated disc in your neck. It's such a pain in the neck. And this person goes on to tell me about, you know, certain family members are a real pain in their neck or their spouse is a real pain in the neck. And when they solve the issues with those people, the neck pain goes away. So it's very interesting. After observing this, I decided to start my training with people like the Upledger Institute, John Barnes, Rob Jokel, taking courses on meditation with the Dalai Lama, with different healers, with Dr. Krieger, with Barbara Brennan, to learn what is this energy? How does it work? What does it mean? And then, of course, as Dr. Physical Therapy, I have accessed tremendous literature showing that these are measurable, documentable, and there's more emerging evidence showing they could be of value to help people to heal, to help them reach a life of their dreams, essentially. So it's all about, can we harness our inner intuition and use it in ways that serve others, that bring more love, appreciation, and gratitude into the world? And if we're doing this, how can you be in stress if you're grateful? And that's probably my greatest epiphany. I just came back from a conference with the fabulous Women's Prosperity Network, and one of the most powerful practices that we have is appreciation and gratitude. Because if you can find something to be grateful for, even when I was downtown on 9/11, I was a professor in a college of physical therapy in Manhattan, and you know, no one knew what to do. So we decided, hey, let's divvy up all the students and send them out to different hospitals as volunteers. And what I'll remember from 9/11, what I'm grateful for, believe it or not, there's something to be grateful for that day. I saw the love of the people coming out to volunteer. People, lines of people wrapped around city blocks, lined up at the hospitals, waiting to donate blood, waiting to donate their services, waiting to show their love. And if we can remember at the worst times in our lives, what is there to be grateful for? What can we get out of this? It can change our perception. It could change how we respond. It turns a stress into something more, into something that is a tool to boost you into your next level of evolution. And that's really where the gratitude comes from. So I'll always be grateful for having been in the city on 9/11, because I was able to sense the love that people showed, even months after 9/11, people offering me a seat in the subway. That was unheard of. Just simple things like that. If we allow ourselves to feel the love, especially at the darkest times, and be grateful for that, we've won the game.
Yes, and mind, body, and spirit respond glowingly to it when we allow that as well. What would you say is the relationship between the subconscious, superconscious, which people might not have been as aware of superconscious. They know of sub, they know of un, but not super as much, and also the metaphysical. Are they one and the same? Is the subconscious the border between the physical world and the metaphysical world?
Well, that's very interesting that you identify it as a border. It's almost like a protective barrier. You know, the subconscious mind has been recognized in psychotherapy and philosophy for so many years. And from a neurological perspective, that's really the older brain, what we call the primal brain. And that houses your system that we call the limbic system. It's part of your autonomic nervous system. And this is part of the system that is representative of our emotions. It monitors and manages our emotions, our memories. Some of our deepest memories are in that limbic system. But it's an old brain, and it's really set to the old days when we were out in the woods and we were based on survival instinct. That ancient brain keeps us safe. It creates and manages our fight or flight response, you know, that stress response that everybody talks about. Some people even say fight, flight, or freeze these days. Some people don't do either. So it's our stress reaction. You know, when you're feeling some fear, the heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up, blood rushes from our digestive organs to our muscles. We're not even aware of all that until it becomes very strong, until the heart is really beating hard, ready to make us run for survival or fight or freeze. Now, today, we generally don't have those type of survival problems, at least not in the so-called civilized world. But the survival mind is still working. It's trying to keep us safe. The later mind, your rational mind, what we call our neocortex, that develops later. And beyond that, especially in this day and age, as you notice from all of the media, everyone is interested in meditation. 38% of Americans are spending tons and tons of money on all of these metaphysical practices, learning, can I make my life better? Because we have the evidence to show that it actually works. So I like to call that alpha brain rhythm that we access. We know that from electroencephalography. It's an alpha brain rhythm. And that rhythm lets us be in a peaceful state of mind where we can access more of our intuitive senses, more of what some people call the psychic senses. It's beyond our rational mind. Again, it's energetic intelligence. We have a sense of things from an energetic, a biofield perspective. That's part of our intuition. So that's our superconscious mind. The subconscious, the old brain, superconscious, shall we call it, the very new brain, the neo brain. And the border between them is when we have that internal chatter. Everyone has that constant blah, 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 blah going on in their heads. You can calm and quiet that internal chatter, which is always going on in the background. When you calm that and quiet that, that's when you can access that energetic intelligence, your super consciousness. So you can engage more knowledge, more healing energy. And it's coming from inside of you. Many people call that our spiritual side, because it's something you can't see. And it's something that creates more meaning and order and significance in our lives. That's where the love lives. That's where the appreciation and the gratitude live. And that's what changes our lives for the better, whether it's to help you move beyond your pain or adapt your pain in such a way that you can still have a resourceful life. We can't fix everything on everybody just yet. Maybe someday we will. But it's just a step in that direction, and anyone can learn how to access this inner intelligence that they already have. It's like saying, oh, look at this closet. I didn't open this door before. Let's open it wide and let the sun shine in.
Which is important, absolutely, to do that, to do it every single day. I can't believe that we have like 4 minutes left to this show. This is unbelievable. If you look at the sky and see it as purple, even though other people see it as blue, there was that whole thing with the dress being blue or gold recently. It was quite a controversy. You still have to honor this within yourself. People see life through their own lenses, their own glasses. Science sees life through a restrictive lens. Knowing all of this is really important, right?
It is, because as a scientist, and I've been published in the peer-reviewed medical literature, published in the Journal of Complementary and Alternative Medicine, MOJ Orthopedics and Rheumatology. So we learn how to see through the lens of science. And there are restrictions because we need to make sure that there are very few outside influences that might contaminate the measurements and give us a different result in our study. Now, that's because that's so cut and dry, we can't possibly correct for all of the variables that humans present. You know, we look at how people heal their ligaments or muscles by looking at studies on rats or animals, and sometimes on people. And we try to extrapolate that research to get a benefit for people in their lives, for their healing in this case. But because science sees through that restrictive lens, so many variables are ignored. And humans change all the time. You know, we know from principles of quantum physics, simply observing something has an influence on it, changes it. That's that energetic intelligence. That's that subtle energy. This is what physicists speak of. So you can't really come out with a bottom line in any study that says with absolute certainty this is how it is, because the fact that we are observing changes the results. When we're seeing life through our own set of glasses, we're looking in first person. And when it comes down to it, can someone really tell you what your experience is? You had an experience, you interpreted it your own way. It's yours. You own it.
That's right.
That's first person.
You do.
Science is third person. Hey, you know, two people look out the window. Oh, the sky is partly cloudy today. Third person comes and agrees. A fourth person comes and says, sparkling blue to me. Because they're looking at part of the sky out a different window, or they're looking in a different direction. It doesn't mean they're not looking at the same sky, but it's how we interpret and what is our direction.
That's right. Absolutely. Our very special guest is Dr. Teresa Schmidt of EduSize. As mentioned, she is a holistic metaphysical therapist, hypnotherapist, interfaith minister, and founder of EduSize, where she combines traditional medicine with the spiritual healing practices to promote an integrative approach to health and wellness. She empowers her clients to manifest the positive results they deserve. I encourage you to go to the website. It is mymetaphysicaltherapist.com. mymetaphysicaltherapist.com. www.jimmasters.com. Dr. Schmidt, thanks so much for joining us on the show. This was great material, and I hope we get a chance to chat again real soon. This was a real pleasure. Appreciate you being with us today.
I appreciate you, Jim. Bless you all, and thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. I hope we chat again soon, and best of the holidays to you and yours, and thanks again for being with us. Our very special guest, Dr. Teresa Schmidt. Again, go to the website. It's fascinating material and also is something that I think can really enhance your life and the lives of loved ones. MyMetaphysicalTherapist.com. Dr. Teresa Schmidt of Edusize. Jim Masters here for all of us here at CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. We thank you for joining us as well. Hope you enjoyed this great episode. Don't forget, it's also available on demand. Stay tuned. More great shows coming up right here on CUTV News Radio Live. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.